And it's time for Bathrob Spears Broadsides, the Flashback Thursday show. We're going to be going back to December 7th, 2008. Today, if you're listening to it on Netcast time, it's March 12th, 2026. The show opens by being introduced by my, well, the fellow who precedes me on Free Radio Santa Cruz, or did. He had a two-hour show on Sunday mornings, and he agreed to come in and help out. Actually, this is a Sunday show, even though we're doing it now, replaying it on a Thursday, way up in 2026. He has his own show, mostly a musical show, but we have edited out the music, and he describes a debate with John Williams of UCSC, Mike Rotkin of the Shitty Council pro-sleeping ban fame, and me. We paneled. We were going to panel them to compare, I guess, the situation between the comparison between Rotkin's behavior on city council as a socialist or radical or lefty or liberal, which actually was quite repressive toward homeless people, and his behavior on campus where supposedly he was a supportive of campus civil liberties, a case of different hats, as politicians often wear. And unfortunately, Williams doesn't make it to the show, so instead you've got me, and we also have another guest, Pam Jernberg, who wrote her thesis on police harassment in Santa Cruz County around the drug use, war against drug use, I guess it is, and also needle exchange, which she later wrote about in more extensively. You can read her work on the Huff website, huffsantacruz.org. If you look on the Huff blog, check up her name, Penelope Jernberg, that's it. So check it out if you're interested. And there's also extensive coverage of the sleepout that happened on, I guess, December 7th of 2008. It was... I guess, according to what I'm hearing from the show, the UN Human Human Rights Day, the anniversary of the UN Declaration of Human Rights, which we thought was a very ironic message to Santa Cruz, which was doing celebrations about it, while at the same time maintaining a studied silence on the criminalization of homeless people, which, of course, was as virulent then as it is now, unfortunately, or now as it was then. About five of us slept out all night, three of us in a vehicle, two of us on the sidewalk, in front of what was then, I guess, a vacant Borders bookstore on the corner of, Soquel and Pacific Avenue. I guess now it's a bit vacant Forever 21, a massive store. And it's a lot of interaction with the police. There are numerous interviews with Naomi, Mia, Officer Azua. We get to watch him harassing people. There's a lengthy interview with a caller from Germany, Nick Fuller, who describes the situation over there, but also praises the show. Thank you, Nick, for the praise. Lots of different interviews. And then there's an update on City Council, the upcoming City Council meeting. I was quite regularly following the City Council's antics, and it's a new criminalized homeless people, drive them out of parking lots, parking garages, anywhere they would seek shelter under from the rain and the cold and the wind, because the city refused to allow them to create their own shelter, let's say in the Poganip or in communities somewhere with, I think even tiny village prospects were around in those days. I'm not a fan of tiny homes. I think there's plenty of ordinary homes and empty buildings available for that purpose here in Santa Cruz. You don't need to make special, really... cut back serviced houses or mini houses, kind of like little doll houses or dog houses or sheds, as are used at the Funding Matters campus. But you get to hear that from way back when, and also a uh,